Come take my hand and see the world around you. The time is right, just let the light surround you. And step by step, you feel it coming alive. The feeling deep down inside, and you've got nothing to hide. To reach the top, you've gotta keep on moving. Don't let it stop, just gotta keep on moving. I know you're doing your best, you're stepping up from the rest. Just keep on passing the test. Happy Tuesday to you. If it is Tuesday, it is time once again to get powered up with Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TBN Radio. So a blessed good evening to you wherever you're joining us from. We're truly grateful that you're spending this time with us right here on Untapped Potential. This is the place we get together every Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time to get powered up and energized for the week ahead and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we are working on. Looking at the calendar, it is already June 20th, 2023. So again, June 20th, 2023, which means there is only one more week. Can you believe it? There is only one more week left in the month of June. So again, the year is quickly speeding along, as it always does. So this is one of the reasons we spend time together to remind ourselves to work on those goals, because we all know how quickly the time goes by. So we have another packed hour of programming for you this evening, but we always like to take a moment to start the program on a note of gratitude. So I'm not sure if you can hear, my window is open. I'm listening to the wonderful singing of the birds down here in Georgia. So it is a beautiful day down here in Georgia. Many people complain about the summer being too hot, but I'm just grateful for the beautiful weather, grateful for life, grateful for opportunities, and grateful for every blessing. So again, what are you grateful for? Remember, if you woke up this morning, that is a wonderful place to start with regards to being grateful for life. So again, we have another packed hour of programming for you this evening. If you recall from last week, we talked about this week, we would be bringing you the second half of our program on the cocoa industry in Dominica. So a powerful program we did on revitalizing the cocoa industry in Dominica. So I wanted to bring you the second half of that program as we spoke to attorney at law Gabriel Christian, Dr. Davidson Lloyd, and Mr. Errol Emmanuel from the Caribbean Agriculture Network, and they told us about this very important project they had undertaken to revitalize the cocoa industry. So I think you will find the rest of the program very inspiring and very promising. So I'm going to bring you that program as the second half. I'm going to bring you the second half of this program as our interview for this week. And of course, you want to stay tuned until the end of the program to find out everything else that we are involved in. As a reminder, this is a pre-recorded interview, so you will hear the callers calling in with their contribution to the program. So let us get the program up and running with this particular number from Alan, a song entitled Bye-Bye, as we wish all our worries, all our stress, all our concerns bye-bye. And just a note, this week, today, we will not have our tip of the week because I want to present the entire second portion of the cocoa industry program. So again, we will not have our tip of the week this week. And also as a reminder, for the next few weeks, I will be taking some time off to enjoy some of the summer with my family. So unfortunately, I will not be here for the last week of June, the first week of July, and the second week of July. So I want to wish you in advance a happy summer. I hope that you spend some time relaxing and engaging with your family, but I also hope that you spend some time working on that important goal that you have set out for yourself. So let's jump right into the program. Let's enjoy this number from Alain, a song entitled Bye Bye, and then we will go right into our pre-recorded interview. Stay tuned.
Okay, nothing can get me down. No way, no way, no, not today, no. Okay, okay, nothing can get me down. No way, no way, no, not today, no. Okay, okay, nothing can get me down. No way, no way, no, not today, no way. No way. Wave my troubles bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye, bye. Now we're in our side. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, 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 can't conquer I. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, 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 no, not this time. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye.
Mama, sing a happy song, everybody sing along. God, you know the things and the times them set away. Wonders and signs, we are stress away. Enough things come with mind, we are fret away. Sing a happy tune, me no want hear bad news. But bad mind and bad things now keep bad company. So when them come with them negativity, wave my hands in the air and say bye-bye. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Now we're in our side. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Can't conquer I. Bye-bye, bye. Bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. No love this time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye. Nothing, nothing, nah, nah. Worry we know nothing. Nothing can bother with soul. Nothing, nothing, nah, nah. Worry we know. No. Nothing, nothing, nah, nah. Worry we know. Nothing, nothing can bother with soul. Nothing, nothing, nah, nah. Worry we know. No. Me want think a happy thought. Want chant a happy chant. Want laugh, oh, me want laugh and dance. Oh, me want for dance. Give thanks for life with a grateful heart. Oh my, what a joy when we do that. Want a better day, so pray me I go pray. And forget the things from the past that make me frown. So when them thing they I try to come around. I wave my hands in the air and say bye-bye. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.
I wanted to call and lend some support to, not support, but congratulations to the team that you have in studio tonight and online. Every time I hear about Kupo, I get excited for several reasons. And to bear witness to the amount of work that these noble gentlemen and all of the people who have supported the project and continue to support the drive for the development of a hidden gem that Dominica has always possessed is so important to me. And I really get excited about this because a lot of the talk that we have in Dominica and around the Caribbean and all of this drive for food security, the goals that we have as a country for development, the development and the continued recognition or the continued consciousness of what cocoa is able to do for a small country like Dominica is the potential is so enormous. And the more that people continue to pay attention to it, and the more that this type of work is done, is the more that young people like myself can have more access. And I was having a conversation with my father the other day, and I said if I had the chance again, maybe I would have studied something different at university. But everything happened for a reason. I remember when the hurricane passed in 2017, we had already, we were heavily involved in cocoa development and production. And what really grew my interest in the most resilient plant is to see how cocoa trees that had fallen flat with the majority of their roots up in the air, to see how with a little bit of care and a little bit of love and a little bit of science, that these plants were able to bounce back to full production 1, 2, 3 years after a major disaster. Now, if any country is talking about food security and talking about the improvement and the doubling of GDP and the improvement of your economy and employment for young people, I mean, look at how vast the cocoa industry is. An industry that is globally worth over $50 billion, expected to grow to 60-something billion dollars by 2030. Look at where Dominica is placed and what we can do. If we just pay a little attention to the things that we have, there's so much that we can do. Employment for young people, we just heard Dr. Sam talking about all the scope from medicinal development from a plant that grows in Dominica with little to no effort. If we put some focus into that, I think we can turn this country around. It probably won't solve all of our problems, but it will put us in the right direction. The thing that I love about this industry and agriculture in and of itself is that everybody can do it. It's not special to where you have your land or where your property is or what your surname is or what education you have. Everybody can do it. Everybody can do it, but we're going to need support. We're going to need to continue to support the grassroots people who continue to do this day in and day out to show young people that there is a future in agriculture. There's a future. There's hope. You can be successful in Dominica doing this, and it doesn't have to look like a busy job. You have a future, and you can be independent, not looking for handouts and begging or feeling despondent because there's no hope, because there's lack of employment. You can create your own employment. So again, that was a whole mouthful, but to everybody, Dr. Christian and all of the rest of the team, congratulations. Thank you for what you do and continue to do for Dominica. Thank you for bringing this to light and the work that you continue to plan to do. I'm looking forward to it. Any way I can continue to support and participate myself, I'll continue to do that because this is hopeful, this is good, and we have a future. This is light at the end of the tunnel. We just hold on to it and keep paying attention to the things that we have.
Yes, thank you.
Have a good evening.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Paris. And Gabe just reminded us, 1 minute on the call, Lamy. Gabriel just reminded us that the Paris Farms got first the second prize for best cocoa sample at an international cocoa festival. So again, the potential of cocoa in Dominica. So Lamy, let's take the call. David, we're coming back to you.
Good evening, caller. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening. Happy to hear you clearly.
Yes. How's
it clear?
Yeah. Good evening to the panel, interesting conversation. I just wanted to, sometimes when we have the conversation on the agro processing processes, we don't look at them in terms of volume and scale for that international market. And I think one thing we have to start cultivating is for those same initiatives, a model agro industry. We have to be having a regular conversation because especially for the issue of hurricanes and the maintenance of markets here and all kinds of things. What is your model as a more broad developmental model? I think we really have communities of agriculture really need to engage them at least on the Rhode Island basis, at least on the Rhode Island basis. So I just wanted to, you know, understand we have to coordinate the same model because there is a volume and consistency to be able to hold these markets so that they can really be developed.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And David, as I come back to you for that thought that I asked you to hold, we also have to talk about the role of the Ministry of Agriculture, the role of DEXIA, because this goes beyond just the Caribbean Agriculture Network. It has to be a collaboration at a national level to create the agro-processing and to create the market that it will take to tap into that $50 billion industry that Delgado Parish just told us about. So the role of the ministry and DEXIA and everybody else in this project.
Yes, I want to tie in my response to something Nicola Zed Lloyd, my former teacher, just mentioned. I think it is very, very important. Yes, we need to do, you know, what we have to do locally. But I think because he mentioned the banana model. And what we had for the banana model, we had regional organization of research and development through WINBA. We had sharing of information. And this is something that we lack now. You know, even within Dominica, we don't share enough. When we had the launching of the video, Delbert Paris made a recommendation from his experience. He shared with us that the parrots was causing a serious problem for cocoa on his farm. And he had been using, he found from his research and so on, something called bird tip. It's a type of reflective material that you hang up on the trees and somehow it sort of confuses the birds and the parrots and they are not feasting on the cocoa as they did before. Now, I just traveled recently. I got me some bird tip, right? And I know a lot of our farmers having problems with other crops, some people passion fruit, whatever, and so on. Try and get some good tip. It's not that expensive. You can try it and try to help yourself. So the whole point of getting together on certain things, right, the sharing of information, the issue of marketing, and so on, production is one. And even if we have the finest flavor cocoa, and we don't inform ourselves on the best techniques, the best methods for fermentation and post-harvest processing, we're going to ruin all that goodness, right, that we have naturally occurred. And Errol will tell you, Gabe will tell you, when you go through that proper post-harvest processing, it's almost like a different cocoa. So the issue, and you're linking that because some people are put off by the bitterness of the cocoa, and you have a tendency now to add a lot of sugar, which is bad for us. Okay? Now, if you process well and you get that nice flavor out, you need less sugar. You probably don't need sugar, right? Okay? And that's where the health benefits will come. And it's something we've proven in our family. My grandmother lived to 102. Her husband is 99. He's going to be 100 in December. Right? And they, from the time I know myself, every evening, cocoa is made in the house. I like it in the morning, but they take it in the evening. Okay? And religiously, my grandmother never had a problem with diabetes, never had an issue with hypertension. And I've read there's a tribe, I can't remember which Latin American country, an indigenous tribe, that they found them, when they compared them with the rest of the population, the incidence of diabetes and hypertension was so low, they needed to know what was happening with them. And they put it down to cocoa, right? I need to find that research. It's a long time ago I read it. They put it down to an ingredient in cocoa that is helpful, some of what Gabe mentioned, okay? But the whole, and if we're talking, we're taking that into what we can do with the information and so on. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot of science, right, in cocoa production, in cocoa processing and so on, that if we have chocolatiers here in Dominica, they learn the techniques of producing chocolate. We support them to do that. The people like JD's Naturals, who are into the skincare products and so on. The issue with that also is a matter of scale. If you have one, two people doing these things, it's going to be a bit costly. But if you can spread it over, over more farms, more production, and so on. And we are also paying attention to practices that can make us more productive. Okay, it's gonna reduce the cost of production. We increase our productivity, and so on. And then we can afford to do processing and all these different things with cocoa. Otherwise, we're competing with other producers, and it makes it more difficult for us. So we can work on, there's certain things we can work on, our productivity. So our tons per acre, yield per acre, is we can get that up. Okay, we can reduce losses, find a way, learn the techniques of processing, fermentation. This is very key. We didn't have time. I mean, we did it as part of the training, and because it's such a small project, but this is something we really need to get into, because even if we have the good genetic material and we are not doing the processing properly, mm-hmm. we ruin the quality.
Yeah, and I think we have a call on the line, and then Errol and Gabriel, we're going to come right to you after that caller.
Okay. The tribe is talking about tribe from Suriname. The tribe is from Suriname, the Congo.
Okay. All right, thank you.
This is a tribe that they find that was living in the mountains for over 400 years, and they didn't. When they dropped them in Suriname, they just run up in the mountains. And it's only in the late 60s they get to know they were living in the mountains.
Interesting. Yes, thank you for that. Caller. Errol, and then Gabriel, your thoughts. The role of the Ministry of Agriculture, the role of Dexia in terms of getting beyond the production of the cocoa to the processing. Oh, one of the call real quick. I'm so sorry, guys. One of the call. We have to engage our callers.
Yes, caller. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Dominica. Good evening.
Good evening.
Timo.
Good evening.
Timo, you know how to cook a nice taco, see? I'm from St. Joseph, and I'm glad to hear St. Joseph's name calling. All along the night tonight, St. Joseph. I mean, that's a village that have a lot of potential, and the cocoa, St. Joseph is an agriculture place, and we really used to really love the cocoa tea. What we used to do in the past, and you have to tell people how we have to give them the recipe, how to really deal with cocoa, because cocoa, when you watch cocoa, the time people used to drink cocoa as their main tea, in the days before. These people is 90, 100, 80 years they live in. And that used to make us strong before. Guys used to play soccer and play strong. They used to have a little spice. Oil the spice. You can smell it anywhere you are around the house. You're taking the scent of the spice. They put some coconut milk in that taco. And with the wrong bread, the little mask with a little butter in it. By the time you finish it, that nobody's strong. You don't even need to eat for the rest of the day. It's strong like a bull. So Dominica alone has enough people to even consume. consume cocoa even before we export it. Just like water, I keep saying, why we not bottling water in Dominica? Dominicans can consume water that can have a factory afloat even before exporting the water. So right. I am saying that's a good conversation. God bless all you.
Thank you. Errol, let me come to you for your thoughts, and then Gabriel, over to you.
Yes, well, the whole question of the Ministry of Agriculture, the Ministry of Agriculture is the overarching entity that has to design policy direction for the agriculture sector and the subsector. So you would need policy direction. When there was a banana industry, there was a banana act or what it was that gave specific guidelines as to the operation of an industry. As I mentioned earlier, we do not have an industry, but it gives us the opportunity. People like Dave, with 25, 30 years in agriculture, myself, 35, 40 years experience in agriculture. And the banana industry, we understand system, we understand certification, we understand the importance of food quality control, and we have a deep appreciation for those things. So when we bring that and we apply it to a cocoa industry that is in its infancy stage, Then we come in from a different standpoint of what existed in the cocoa industry years ago. That is why the whole question of the DNA fingerprint, the analysis, was to give us an idea of what we really have. Because everybody say, oh, we have fine paper. How do you know what you have? Through science and research. The whole question of research and development is one of the driving forces that must be involved in any agricultural development if we're going to have a strong agricultural industry. And that also applies to the cocoa industry. We're going to have a solid cocoa industry. There must be research and development. We don't have to repeat everything. There's the Cocoa Research Center in Trinidad, right in the region. It is reputable, it's well known and respected around the world. We do not have to duplicate, but we can partner with them. We can send our young intellectuals to train, have attachments with them, so that when we come back, we're building up the knowledge base capacity of our officials, of our officers here on the island. The whole question of an industry is you have to have everything in order. Like I said, if every small chocolate you have to get their own packaging, get their own business, there's going to be a cost. And so I strongly believe that the cocoa farmers and those with interest in cocoa have to think of a collaborative effort. They must
cooperative,
and they must organize themselves into a cooperative or national farmer company or whatever the organization, so that they collectively can have leverage to negotiate with the powers that be. Here it is, we are a group of 200 farmers interested in cocoa, interested in an industry that will have a different outlook and that we want to add value to our cocoa. And we can do liquors. There are chocolate liquors that is excellent. As a matter of fact, Dr. Lloyd, one of our top farmers in the Lyell Valley, have invited us to visit as soon as we possibly can. A well-established farm already doing the vertical and integration of producing cocoa. They have their tea, cocoa tea, and so on. And she has a liquor that she said that she wants us to sample. And so we want to encourage these people. There are few people that have already started doing the processing. I spoke to Miss Lucia Sandley of the Manufacturers Association, and she told me that There's Kakozo, which is an outfit that is doing cocoa added value. This is Stewart Parish Farm, Store Estate, the Pond Baptist Estate, Chocolate, Twin Island Production, Choco Dominic, and then there's the drink, the Gingerette. So, Dave, you're familiar with that place? Gingerette drinking cocoa. And they are invited to be there to see what they do. And so also we want to talk about Mr. Cuthbert Vidal, who makes a very excellent cocoa stick. And he's one of the farmers that we work with. So There are farmers who are already interested in adding value to their product, but there must be a policy framework to guide that industry. There must be support. It must be added. The industry must be adequately resourced with the financial resources and the human resource capacity so that we can build something that is solid and strong to give us an end product that can be competitive with the best things.
Yes, thank you. And Gabe, before I come to you, let's just take one quick phone call.
Good evening, caller. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes. Hey, yes. So I'm good evening to you guys, to Alambi and Dr. Simone and the other panelists there. As always, very educational discussion. But I just want to commend you guys for bringing out the discussion on the potential of the cocoa industry, adding to the revenue and development of our country as an aspect of our development of the country. But one thing I'd like to add, and it's by no means negative before I start, what you guys are talking about in terms of cocoa production is not new to Dominica. And I know for years, even my grandfather being an agriculturalist, had been used at one point in cocoa, lime, and other products. What I would like us to also pay attention to is while we promote in the cocoa, we want to be mindful that the potential for creating a monocrop industry. And why that is a risk is because cocoa itself is very vulnerable to diseases. As we have seen in the past, we had situations like the wheat bloom that destroyed the cocoa industry several years ago. And we have to be mindful that if we are going to have an industry based on a particular crop, that's one of the risks. And what I would suggest, in addition to cocoa, I think greater attention should be paid to other cash crops like coffee. Because not just cocoa being a multi-billion dollar industry, but also coffee is one of the second largest traded commodities in the world. Everywhere you turn, there's a coffee shop. What about the coconut industry, where oils and now you go into the stores and you see whole fresh coconut all over the place, and also things like avocado, which is now being rated as a superfood. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because what you guys speak about had been something we have done in the past when we did mixed crop agriculture. For these crops, because they are seasonal in the dairy, you have to be mindful of your volume and your capacity to produce enough product that you can sell or process that material. What the mixed cropping will do is to give you several cash crops with cocoa and coffee that may use the same science or technology in processing to produce other value-added foods. So while we are talking about the cocoa industry, I think it's very important to pay attention to the other cash crops. And my suggestion would be, in addition to cocoa, as an industry, I think we should look at other potential cash crops that may have the same processing requirements, the same skills and knowledge, so we can add that to the industry with the current situation we have, thereby adding greater value to our production capacity and our value for agricultural industry. Because in agricultural science, if you have one crop, and I personally think what has helped kill the agriculture industry in Dominica is the banana industry, and I'll tell you why. Because bananas was a cash crop that produced every week. And I think as a result, a lot of people abandoned the other seasonal crops that were highly value added, but they were seasonal, like the limes and the cocoa and the coffee. Because bananas provided a source of income every week. And after doing it for cultivating bananas for so long, a lot of people basically abandoned some of the crops that we have grown in Dominica for decades. So why are we talking about this? Why are we developing this industry? I would suggest that we are very mindful of the reality of having a monocrop industry and try to incorporate other cash crops that can also add value to the
Thank you so much for your valuable contribution, caller. So, Gabriel, let me come up to you. But this is what the permanent secretary said at the official launch of this project. So he talked about an agro-business development unit in the Ministry of Agriculture. He talked about replicating these best practices, which you guys, and congratulations, I should have said that in the beginning, congratulations on the success of this project to date. But he talked about replicating best practices and putting them into crops such as toloma, cassava, and coffee, which our caller just talked about. And he also talked about six different areas that they were going to focus on. But let me have your comments in terms of the involvement of the ministry, the important role that they play, the importance of Dexia, and just in general, your thoughts so far, Gabriel.
First of all, thank you so much, Simone. And I wanted to say we've had a fantastic listening audience. The last gentleman who called, I want to thank him for his contribution. I want to let him know we've been very mindful of this. You know, we came from bananas. We understand we're a colonial appendage of Britain. But so it's not true we've done cocoa like this before. All we did was produce cocoa for British manufacturers to process into chocolate and sell back to us. We've never engaged cocoa, any crop, frankly, from a Dominica-centric perspective. We have a Dominican scientist like Dr. Lloyd, Davidson Lloyd, with a Dominican agriculture executive like he's a doctor in my mind, but Brother Errol Emanuel. I mean, he's been at this for a long time. And we came at it from a position of really finding first what the base is in science and what we have. But I want him to understand that the first project we went through fruition was with breadfruit. When we partnered with Marcus Garvey's son, we brought down, for the first time in Dominican history, a variety of breadfruit trees that had never existed before from the South Sea Islands, Malafa and others. That's now being used by Adrian Banas in processing into breadfruit chips. And he produced a video and sent it to us on YouTube, thanking Dr. Garvey, thanking Cam. Okay? Secondly, we brought Hubert Charles, Ambassador to the United States, and Donald Peters, President of the State College, to the University of Maryland and signed an MOU for agriculture collaboration with the government and people of Dominica. Okay? So we could have it be that we also had the best practices here where that could be a benefit. And when they were done, the university sent two food technologists at the university's expense. And at the Dominican Grammar School on one Saturday with Arrow, and another day with their canned shirts and the others, taught our farmers how to can, preserve mango puree, mango chunks, mango slices. Because we have a lot of mango in season. What happens out of season? Can't find it. But by canning mangoes, you could have it all through the year. Freshly when it's in season, when it's not in season, in canned form. So we are very mindful of coming at this agriculture process from a sustainability standpoint and not the old colonial monocrop economy where we are dependent on one stream of income. But what we do know is that we must collaborate. And so everything we've done, we've shared with the Ministry of Agriculture. We make our criticisms with regard to the governance of our country, which is our right in a democracy, but we share. You know, if we have to do something, we invite the ambassador. We invite the State College president. We do an MOU with the government of Dominica. Now, once you have an MOU, that's just the first step, you know. The second step is to make manifest the purpose of that MOU by working it on a consistent basis. And so what we want to see is that growth in culture that respects the Dominican intellect. Let's not dumb down our people. We have brilliant people like yourself, Dr. Martio, and Brother Lambie, who's over there, always keeping us sound on the airwaves, Brother Errol, Brother Dave, and all the others who are part of CAN. And we want to see that unity of purpose, where we move from simply the rhetorical flourish and saying, yes, we support, to constant, consistent, cooperative, and collaborative effort that allows for us to do what we did at LIU when we had the engagement with Spagavola, Eric Reed, Spagavola, Israel Kouissouar, Edison James, Alan Napier, who has Pointe Batisse, the Parrish family, the farmers from the Northeast, from the Kalinago Church, they were all there. And we had a seminar on fermentation and best practices. I want to say one thing that Errol mentioned, and I've never experienced that before. After we finish Simone, and to the listening audience, I was able to eat a cocoa bean and it was like cashew nut. The astringency was gone. The bitterness that we knew growing up was gone. You know, it was just amazing what best practices can do. And so the bars we're talking about, that's Bag and Roller did for Chocolat de la Dominique, 70% and 80%, $9 and $10 US. That's what people are buying them for, or bought them for. And of course, because of Maria, we didn't. But I just want to show, this was the first bar of Chocolat de la Dominique in 2008. Can you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then, of course, the second bar right here. With me. Yeah. But now
and
we have other...
I also put the picture on Push Past 10 as well, along with the video. And all the other wonderful links you sent me, Gabriel, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say what is exciting for us is to see the progress that Alain Napier is making, to hear about Gingerette, to hear about Merlin Abraham Schillingford and what she's doing. They were there with us in 2008. So we are seeing how by collaborating, by sharing knowledge, we are now seeing different small businesses in Dominica take root. But I fully embrace the comments of the last caller. We're not interested in a monocrop economy. And I know Brother Errol and Brother Dave will give us much more detail on their mastery of the subject of intercropping and multiple product lines.
Yes, thank you for that. So, David, let me come over. Davidson, let me come over to you. But before we do, because we also have to talk about the importance of documentation, because I remember you talked about how excited you were that Mr. Zamor could recall all the information. But what happens when, you know, God forbid, Mr. Zamor is no longer with us? Is the information lost? So we have to talk about the importance of documenting these processes and this procedure so that the next generation is not starting from scratch. So I want to come over to you, Dave, for your thoughts on that and your final thoughts. And Errol, I want to come over to you as well. But we must take our comments from our Facebook audience who have been diligently a part of the conversation. Actually, let me apologize to you. I refer to you as a she and you're a he. So thank you for that correction and my apologies on that. Cal Kofi James says, many years ago, I attended a chocolate making workshop here in Chicago. I was amazed because all I could think about was where would Dominica fit in a bigger scheme of things. Very important point, Carl. David Joseph, the cocoa industry is still alive in Dominica, though on a much smaller scale. Gingerette Cocoa Estate is one such company who is trying to revitalize the cocoa industry by producing fine cocoa powder for consumption. Anthony Simon, the chocolate factory at Point Baptist Calamichi, has a large cocoa products for sale. Had a chance to visit this. So guys, thank you so much for the comments. Colson Schillingford, thanks for being here. Dr. Sam Christian. Cocoa butter is the best natural lotion. It hydrates and nourishes the skin. It is rich in antioxidants. It fights free radical damage, which is the main cause of aging and dullness. James Esprit, thank you for being here. Good evening to all. I'm listening. Dave Lloyd, my father used the bird tape throughout the 60s and 70s to protect his peppers from the birds. Dr. Christian again, beyond just tea and chocolate, think vertical integration to develop the high-value derivatives like cocoa butter. Our doctors need to promote the health benefits of cocoa. A young lady even composed a calypso about that last year. Very excited and hopeful presentation hosted by Dr. Simone. Yes, cocoa for sale. So we really need to sell the cocoa that calypso you're talking about. Emma Thomas, great to see you. Ahmed Thomas, great to see you. The best cocoa in Dominica is from a guy with cocoa called the Black Gold. Thank you for that. Let's take a comment from someone we haven't heard from as yet. Gregoire Thomas, active collaboration among all the stakeholders is required to develop the cocoa industry. Four main components are a focus on production, strong farmers organization, fermentation, dehydration facilities to guarantee the quality and target market. Clyde Lloyd, great to see you. So thank you everyone for your comments. And I think we can all agree, back to the panel, I think we can all agree that this is the start of a conversation. This is the start of another project. This is the start of another initiative. So, you know, I want you guys to feel free to get back in touch with me and let me know the ongoing success of this and other projects that you're involved with. But Dave, let me come over to you for your final thoughts, and then Errol, we're going to come to you. You might be muted.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. Like Gabriel, I want to thank the last caller, I think, who mentioned the issue of an integrated approach. I think this is best. And actually, as part of the Cocoa Project, we also distributed to the farmers. We didn't talk about that too much, but citrus plants, avocado, yeah, citrus and avocado as well. So, and we were pushing this approach of covering the ground very early too, using things like cassava and tanya and dashin and so on. So always bearing in mind the income stream, having multiple income streams. Mm-hmm. Beekeeping was also included. We had training on beekeeping and provided all the gears. We provided a hive full of bees, all the protective gears required, the smoker and everything, and they got full training in beekeeping works, down to bottling the honey, right? So this is very, very, very important that we have, we're not just focusing on, the top of this cocoa, but we really have a vision for agriculture development in the country and for us, you know, participating at different levels. So if you're a chemist, you are an engineer, whatever, there's a role for you. There's a role, you know, in this. But the issue of getting it together, I think that's important. This is a microcosm of what can happen on the national scale. Okay, we need to focus on getting our divisions out of the way, what divides us, and you know, really look at what unites us as Dominican people, right? Nature Island people, right? So that's supposed to mean something, okay? Making us unique and different and progressive, and that whole ethos of our national anthem, all for each and each for all. Okay, these are you know, really important part of our Dominicanness that I am afraid that we are losing. Okay, and we have to do things that can get us back. So it's all connected, you know. I want to thank, you know, as I end, I think that's my last word. Said we don't have much time. The farmers who were involved in this, although we train a lot more farmers, but you know, somebody called Dorima Mason of the Kalinago Territory, Bataka, Harrison Prince of Marigot, Mr. and Mrs. Gore, Mr. and Mrs. Fudin and Gore of Marigot, Mark Henry, a stalwart in agriculture in the Warner area, Mr. Cuthbert Vidal, you know, from Salisbury, as the largest and top farmer in Dominica. Somebody, I go to him and I learn so much. Another one is Mr. Whitman Lee. We got germplasm material from him. I need to big him up as well. Really, there's a lot of people to thank. I can't call all of them. But we are thankful for the traction this project is getting. And thankful for the positive comments, but we need to grow. This is, as we said, scratching the surface. We need to find some way to take it forward.
Yes, thank you for that. And Gabriel just reminded me that you are documenting the information in your book, so that is wonderful to hear. And if you have a contact information, I don't know if you have access to Facebook, Q95 on Facebook. We're doing the live program right there. You can add the contact information for Can. If you don't have access to Facebook right now, Dave, if you can post the contact information for Can in the private chat, and then I can post it on Facebook. So while we're getting the final thoughts from the other two guests, if you can send me the contact information for Can so I can publish it, that would be wonderful. So, Errol, let me come over to you for your final thoughts, and then Gabriel, I'll come to you.
Yes, let me thank you again for having us. You see how time runs quickly when you're having probably serious discussion. A number of people ask what's next, and probably we need to let them know that CAN is a non-government organization. It is totally voluntary. And so the work that Dave and I and CAN members have done over the last two years is sweat equity. It is out of our passion and desire to add value to what is happening in agriculture in South Africa. We have no other objective or motive except to improve. And so we want to see the next step is organize. This is what is going to be important. Everybody keep doing things here, but it's not coordinated, it's not gelled into one style, then you're going to have things happening but you're not having things with a global objective of Dominica as to how do we want to see a group. So we have to bring ideas, we have to bring people together so that can happen. We want to really thank all Ms. Esprit of the Jeff Small Grants Project. It was our first time doing the project, and so all donors have their policies, so she assisted us and guided us. We also were very happy that we were able to do something different in that we had an accountability closure where we invite all the stakeholders and farmers, and also handing over ceremony of things like brush cutters so that you have less insecticides and nematicides to use. The farmer can brush cut instead of using agrochemicals. So we did this. And so we want to thank people like Mr. Napier, who made his facility available for us for the training. All the farmers who gave us material sent to the Cocoa Research Center in Trinidad. I think Mr. Roll, Philip Roll, who gave us a gentleman by the name of Ivan Larocque. Yeah. His farm is in the heights of Kulish. And this gentleman went out of his way to accommodate us to go up into the hills. Yeah, I think we had to cross a river 7 times to get to his farm. So we really appreciate the effort of Mr. Lyle. Peter Healer from Agricultural Extension, Francis Ashby, another farmer. Jeffrey Feder. Errol Duran, who has since passed on in the Kalinago territory to his relatives and family members, his friends, we want to say thank you to Mr. And another gentleman who assisted us on the south of the island, Mr. George Leroy, who is no more, but they are still in our memory. The production team of the video that we launched, Mr. Michael Lee and his team, we want to thank them for being patient with us. Dave and I and Gabe, who did the review, would come back time and time again so that we could get the best possible product. So we want to thank Michael for cooperating with us. And all those who made it possible. But this is just a scratch. There's much work to be done. And now is the time that our collaborative spirits must come together so that Dominica can get the best benefit of what we know. Because if we don't use it and share it, we'll all stay the same. We can't be united.
Yes, thank you for that. And you know, someone mentioned the song Cocoa for Sale. But you know, as we're having this conversation, another song that quickly comes to mind is the one that says, and someone on Facebook can tell me who sang that song, Jump high, jump low, we must return to the soil. Jump high, jump low, we must return. Because that is what we were blessed with. We were blessed with abundance of...
That's a Parthenon composition by the Soul Puss.
Yes, I was thinking Soul Puss, but I wasn't sure. You know, jump high, jump low, we must return to the soil. Because that is our blessing. We were blessed with the abundance of water, the abundance of sunshine, and the fertility of our soil. So why are we running from agriculture?
You are listening to Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone. If you live in Canada, the US, and the UK, and are looking for Dominica products, including cocoa sticks, bay rum, coffee, soaps, crafts, and other popular Dominica items, then look no further. You can now shop on buydominicaonline.com, a secure, easy-to-navigate website selling a wide variety of Dominica-made and Dominica-inspired products. When you shop on buydominicaonline.com, you are helping to grow Dominica's economy. Go to buydominicaonline.com and enjoy home away from home.
This was the second portion of our interview with Dr. Davidson Lloyd, Mr. Gabriel Christian, as well as Mr. Errol Emmanuel from the Caribbean Agriculture Network on the importance of revitalizing the cocoa industry. And as I said in the interview, you know, I hope that this is just the first part of a discussion, the first part of an initiative to advance the cocoa industry in Dominica. And now, speaking in terms of what we have been up to lately, I want to continue to thank everyone who continues to reach out to me with regards to how they can be a part of everything that we are doing. So, for example, I had Mr. Derek Mann, who was on that program, in the audience, and he reached out to me after the program to say, you know, how can we collaborate? So he owns an audiovisual company out there in Connecticut. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with him, because to me, it is all about the people, the projects, the initiatives that will somehow advance the lives of Dominicans and Caribbean people all over the world. So I'm looking forward to collaborating with him. We also had Mr. Adrian Bannis, who's a prolific farmer, not just a farmer, but he's involved with ecotourism. He's involved in so many different initiatives in Dominica. So we're very grateful that he reached out as well, because he wants to be a part of everything that we're doing for Dominica. And you know, one of the things I've come to realize is that so many people are passionate about where they come from, but a lot of it is spent on talking about the good old days. And I want to see us turn the passion we have for Dominica into action for Dominica. So I always like to start the year with, you know, a new theme for the year. But, you know, I think this time I'm going to have a middle of the year theme. So from now on, I'm going to start using the expression, our passion for Dominica, into action for Dominica, because that is what we truly need. You know, the conversations we have are important, but more importantly is the action we need to take if we want to effect change. So again, if you're interested in seeing everything that we're involved in, again, we're still promoting our puzzle book, Dominica, New Dominica in Puzzle. You can head on over to pushpast10.com, pushpast10.com, for more information on everything that we're doing. And if you hear anything on the program, you're interested in joining the movement to advance Dominica and the Caribbean region, you can always email me at pushpast10@gmail.com, pushpast10@gmail.com. So again, it has been wonderful being with you for another episode of Untapped Potential with Dr. Simone right here on TDN Radio. If this was your very first time joining us, we want to thank you for being a part of the movement to advance our lives, to get powered up and energized for the week ahead, and to remind ourselves of the important life goals that we have been working on. So don't forget, I won't be here for the next 3 weeks, as I will be spending some summertime with my family. As a matter of fact, we are off to Cuba. Yes, we are off to Cuba at the first week of July, so I'm looking forward to this trip, and I'll be sure to tell you all about it upon my return. So again, enjoy your summer. I will be back with you the second week of July. Let's take a look at the calendar and see what date that is. That is going to be July 11th, so you can expect brand new episodes of Untapped Potential from July 11th, 2023. But in the meantime, we have all our past episodes on Untapped Potential of Untapped Potential on pushpast10.com. So again, pushpast10@.com. pushpast10@.com. So you can click on the missed episodes and you'll be able to enjoy any episode that you have not yet listened to. And of course, if you're a regular listener, we want to thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your loyalty as we continue this journey together. So again, don't forget, your life story is your strength. All the challenges you faced in the past have prepared you for the challenges you face today. So remember to always tap into your potential. Remember to stay strong, stay positive, stay active, and stay engaged. Until I see you in about 3 weeks, you have yourself a wonderful summer vacation. Take care.